local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, cooled off this morning big time with that rain overnight. We'll find out more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a second. I can tell you this, 59 now at our studios with traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning from the Hooters Traffic Center. We've had accident-free conditions so far this morning from Airport, Spring Hill, Dolphin at 65. Looking good, range line out towards Theodore Dawes Road and I-10. Inbound from Baldwin County along I-10 and the Causeway, no problems downtown through the George Wallace through the Bankhead Tunnels. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they're still open for business and ready to serve you with the big tire event where you buy three tires and you'll get the fourth for just a dollar through April 30th. Find out more at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5.
This really isn't what I had in mind.
Well, our options for date night are very limited right now.
The car, though?
What? A little music, the moonroof, and us all alone without the kids? It's perfect. Now come here and give me a little smooch.
Stop. The neighbors will see.
Not with this new tent I had installed at Pro Tent Window Tinting.
Aw, honey, you've thought of everything. You're the best.
Pro Tent Window Tinting, helping you navigate through these uncertain times. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call 802-1234 today. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. It will be cooler with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers developing late in the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, it's Dalton. It's Dr. Bill. It's Kane. It's you, of course, at 343-0106. That's our text line open for you. Hit us up with the text. Of course, turning up your voice as well. I'd love to hear your voice coming up after 8 o'clock. By the way, guest in on the show today, not in studio. Done in studio, which I've told, which we'll talk about that for a second here. But guest coming up, we have Secretary of State John Merrill joining us at 8 o'clock. What a, I mean, the governor set the date for the runoff, the primary runoff, at postponed it, right, till July 14th. What if, I mean, God forbid, I hope, like most people on the online opinion poll question, hope we're looking at May or June to things getting back to normal. But what if it didn't? How far could you push it back? Mm-hmm. How close can you get to the general election? There are a lot of questions there. He's going to join us to talk about that. Also, Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson is going to join us to talk about the city's response and hospital capacity. We're going to get a clip in a second, but he's going to join us at 8:30 on the show today. And I want to remind y'all of something on our website as well. And you'll see a special tab there, and special in so many ways, for the Moon Pie Minute. And this is something that, of course, we have done during Mardi Gras for years and years and years. It is a feature that was hosted by our now late friend, Reddy Brabner. And we put it up special so you can get the Moon Pie Minute and go back and listen to the story of Mardi Gras, as told by Reddy Brabner, who passed away on Wednesday. And it's up for you once you check it out. I know it's been shared some on social media. Go back and listen to the voice of our friend here as he tells the story of Mardi Gras.
Yeah, if you're looking for it, just go to the website, and you'll see something right there on the front page that says FM Talk 106.5 presents the Moon Pie Minute, the story of Mardi Gras from the home of Mardi Gras. And if you click on that, it'll send you to the page that we used throughout the Mardi Gras season, and it has every single Moon Pie Minute from January 24th when we kicked off Mardi Gras 2020 all the way through Ash Wednesday. Not the history of Mardi Gras, as Sean has pointed out, and as Rennie pointed out a million times, but the story of Mardi Gras, as could only be told by Rennie Brabner.
He would always correct me. I'd say, it's the history of Mardi Gras. He'd say, Sean, it's the story. Because some facts may have been embellished or reduced, or he said, it's the story of Mardi Gras. Missed that man so much already. All right, let's talk about the fight nationally and at home against coronavirus. Numbers from overnight for the United States. 468,895 cases here. We have more cases in the United States than anywhere that we believe the reporting from. That whole China thing's a different story. But as reported, the United States has more cases.
Yeah, and on a per capita level, it's a little different. Italy and Spain have been hit hardest per capita as far as countries go. But when you look at the daily new cases and daily new deaths, which is what we're looking at and hoping to see, hopefully we're on the other side of the peak. I think that we're right around the time where they believe United States will have hit its peak in a number of deaths. But yesterday, there were 33,536 new daily cases in the United States. It's the highest it's been in the last 4 days, but is not reaching as high as it was on April 3rd and April 4th when we had 34,000 new cases on April 4th. But when you look at the total deaths number, we reached at least the peak to this point. April 7th, there were 1,971 deaths in the United States. That number has gone down the last 2 days. Yesterday, there were 1,900 deaths in the United States. Hopefully, I pray to God that number keeps dropping from there. But of course, each state is going to hit its peak at different times. Louisiana right now is being hit really hard.
They're in the fight of their lives over there.
They are in the fight of their lives, and they have been for the last week and a half, for 2 weeks. But when we look here locally in Alabama for the number of cases, as of 7 a.m. this morning, 2,838 confirmed cases in the state of Alabama. 48 have died from the illness. 20,605 total tests have been reported to the ADPH. There have been 333 hospitalizations because of COVID-19 since March 13th. 59 cases in Baldwin County, 329 cases in Mobile County, and I believe we have the second most cases of any county in the state at this point. And there have also been 7 deaths in Mobile County due to COVID-19, 11 cases in Washington County with 1 death, 13 cases in Clark County, 6 in Monroe, 5 in Escambia, 6 in Choctaw, 3 in Conecuh, and 17 cases now in Wilcox County.
Do a little comparative here. I think it'd be fair to do. Now, reporting and testing, there are so many different parts of this that are probably not synonymous from state to state. So take that into account. Know that as you look at numbers. But with the numbers we have, Alabama and Louisiana, pretty close to the same population. Between, I think Alabama's 4.3 or 4.4 million. Louisiana's like 4.5 million or something like that. Okay, so, but they're close. They're close. So we have, like Dalton just said, 2,838 cases confirmed in the state. Louisiana has 18,283. Now, is that all about testing? I don't know. Because the tests completed, said commercial tests completed in Louisiana, 81,948. And tests completed by their state lab, 4,971. All right, so we're looking at about, I don't know, fair enough to say, about 87,000 tests given there in Alabama. Because I know these numbers start to get where they're so much on your mind, but I think it's important as you're trying to look at trends here. Okay, so we have reported 20,605 tests in Alabama, right? Even if you said, well, Louisiana has tested, you know, what, four times more people. Okay, so take our number, 2,800 something, and times four. Still not, see what I'm saying? The ratio still.
Right.
Even if you would try to take out the difference in testing, that Louisiana has given more tests than Alabama, but they're still at 18,283 cases reported in Louisiana. So if you plussed us up and said, well, let's do the same number of tests that Louisiana's given. Let's figure out some measure and do it times four, even though I know all this is kind of ham-fisted statistics and math. But we're still, Louisiana's still, even though we have our own fight here in Alabama, that situation in Louisiana is unbelievable. And it's one of the biggest stories in our nation's fight against COVID-19. And it's where we all, a lot of y'all got friends. I got friends that live there. Kinfolk, you know, a lot of people have. There's a lot of bonds between Alabama and Louisiana, and it's massive.
Yeah, one stat to look at: the total cases per 1 million population. So total cases per 1 million people in each state. New York and New Jersey are far above everyone else. New York has like 8,200 cases per million. Louisiana, though, has 3,920 cases per million. You look at Alabama, and that number is 583 per million population. So that shows the difference right now in Alabama and Louisiana.
I wonder what was different there. And when we look at this forensically, you know, when we get down the road and look at the back, what changed there that's different than Alabama? Will the numbers, as we get more testing, even out across the, you know, if you look at where the hotspots were, and we maybe can learn something about the whys in it. Of course, we continue the social distancing. We continue the stay-at-home order here in Alabama. You know, the traffic is not what it used to be, but there's still plenty of people out on the road. I got to tell you, and from what we've dealt with, people were asking last night on social media, what are we doing here? Because, I mean, we'll use this as a lesson, our loss as a lesson. So, you know, we have lost a dear friend and a family member of the radio station in Rennie Brabner, who did, I can say now after talking to the family, he did test positive for COVID-19. He passed away on Wednesday. What do we do here? Well, we have absolutely limited the people that come into FM Talk 106.5 to a skeleton crew. Mm-hmm. And we are all aware of the situation. We had already been doing deep cleaning and cleansing of all our stuff for 3 weeks now. Mm-hmm. It's been 3 weeks. We'll continue that process. We have absolutely, like I said, there'll be three of us here in this entire radio station. But we are all distanced from each other. We take those precautions, but we are all aware of the risk. But this is our job. This is what we do. We are an essential business. Broadcast is essential. We'll keep doing this for you the whole way through this process. We will have our shows on all the 44 hours a week of live local programming. We'll be on just like last night with Common Sense with Pete Rehm and Mark Holliday and Teresa Taylor and all that. They were all three different places using technology we brought to bear here at the studio. So we're going to still be doing the shows as we move on through the weeks. You'll hear the shows. The voices that you know will just be working some different technology to bring that all to you on the air without having people in the studio and in the same place.
Amen. And technology has been so important these last few weeks, not just for broadcasting like for us, but also for so many people who have had to work from home. And I know a lot of people have been able to almost keep up their entire work schedule while working from home. Who knows? And I know the economy is bad right now, and there are even more people filing for unemployment as days go by. But imagine if so many different businesses were not able to work from home, what those numbers would look like right now.
Yeah, and I feel for the people, though, that can't work.
Of course.
Even from home, they can't work. So we're trying to navigate this, too, on the side of small business, on the side of workers. We've got questions about 1099 employees. I get it. We're trying to get these lined up and answered, and we'll continue to do that. And reminder, too, keep checking back with our podcast, whether it's under the COVID-19 local news tab, or hopefully you subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher or really any podcast platform out there. We're on there, so when you get that platform, go ahead and subscribe. We're giving you those interviews in podcast form. So if you don't catch them, you're doing something, I get it. But you can go back and listen to discussions like maybe Cam Marston and What's Working Special Edition. You can hear specific questions with bankers and people in the business world, how to navigate this. Or you have health questions. You have questions about what to tell your children during this. You have questions about what you can and can't do out there. You have questions about how to keep your home clean and say all those things, how to organize your home office. If it has to do with what we're all going through, those interviews are waiting for you in podcast form. So if you don't catch it live, just daily, go by and check and see what's new on there. And there's probably something that you want to listen to. All right, we'll check in with Dalton. Sports on the way. Also, Dr. Bill Williams, all straight ahead. And Alec Naiman will join us for What's Cooking, because Lord knows I've gone through every recipe I have, and it's time to find out what's cooking from Alec. He'll join us around 7:50.
Who do you call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327, or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting almost 2,900 confirmed cases of COVID-19 with 78 deaths reported statewide. Mobile County reported 80 new cases with 329 people testing positive. There are 59 confirmed cases now in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 13 cases while Washington County is in the double digits with 11 cases. A Daphne man is facing several charges after reportedly burglarizing a hardware store. Daphne police say 40-year-old Brandon Channel broke into the Home Hardware Center around midnight on Thursday. Channel was arrested on an unrelated outstanding misdemeanor theft warrant. Detectives later connected him to the burglary. He was also charged with violating Governor Ivey's stay-at-home order. A missing child alert has been issued for two 16-year-olds from Wilmer, Jayla Cook and Zoe Smiley. They haven't been seen since Tuesday. The pair last seen on Saturn Lane. If you've seen them, contact the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
721 on FM Talk 106.5. My name's Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was still able to hold a workout for NFL teams yesterday, despite Alabama's official pro day being canceled because of the coronavirus. Tua went through a full 75-throw workout with fewer than 10 people involved in order to abide by social distancing rules. The workout was filmed and sent to all 32 teams for evaluation prior to the April 23rd draft. One of the receivers that caught passes from Tua was reportedly his Alabama teammate Jerry Jeudy. Tagovailoa's junior season was cut short in November by a dislocated and fractured hip. He was unable to work out at the combine in February because he had not yet completed his recovery. Doctors did clear Tua for football activities on March 9th, and his pro day was set for a month later. According to Tua's agent Lee Steinberg, the workout went well, and Steinberg reiterated that Tua is now 100%. He pointed out that the quarterback has now been examined by two doctors, Chip Rout, who conducted the surgery, and an independent physician working in conjunction with the combine, and both doctors gave Tua a clean bill of health. In NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams have agreed to trade wide receiver Brandon Cooks to the Houston Texans. The Texans will send a 2020 second-round draft pick to the Rams, and in return will get Cooks and a 2022 fourth-round pick. The Rams acquired Cooks and a fourth-round pick from New England before the 2018 draft in exchange for a first-round pick. Then the Rams signed Cooks to a five-year, $81 million contract before the season. In 2 years with the Rams, Cooks caught 122 passes for 1,787 yards and seven touchdowns. Texans will be the fourth team that Cooks has played for in what will be his seventh NFL season. 723 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, and also those frontline workers we've talked about in the fight against COVID-19, story out yesterday, 12 employees at Spring Hill Medical Center have now tested positive for COVID-19. More on that on the way.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Owners of partnerships and other pass-through businesses received a large gift in the tax law, a 20% deduction on their income. But that write-off is subject to limitations, starting at incomes of about $321,000 for married couples. To get around that, business owners can strategically bunch or ramp up their expenses, which will help to lower their incomes and allow for the full deduction. So, for example, you could buy all of your equipment in 1 year to lower your income. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. It will be cooler with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers developing late in the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
With a worldwide pandemic and stock markets plummeting, now is the time to listen to a voice of reason. No fear-mongering or speculation, just straightforward talk about how to retire during unprecedented times. Get it right here every Sunday afternoon at 1 on What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Or call Andrew today at 800-848-8768. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We've had a perfect start so far. Accident-free conditions continue from Government Boulevard, Halls Mill Road. Also, as you're traveling through Range Line, I-10 to Theodore Dawes Road. So far, no problems. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway and the Causeway this morning. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corners offering delivery through the waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Great food specials starting at $5 from fried pickles, wings, and cheese sticks. And Daphne, call 625-3910. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 727 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's on the way with our weekend weather scale and to talk about some rain and some severe weather heading our way over the next couple of days. I can say this from our discussion with him last hour, today looks pretty darn nice, and most of the day tomorrow looks pretty darn nice. Mm-hmm. And then
Easter,
then it's not so much. And it's not so much. So, oh, speaking of Easter, they ranked the 17 current peep. I can't even say this because, you know, I hate these things.
Yeah, I do know you.
The 17 current Peeps flavors from best to worst.
Okay.
I did not know there were 17 of these things.
Yeah, I didn't either. I did see a new one yesterday. It was like root beer float Peeps or something like that.
Oh, my gosh. It all makes me sick to my stomach. Five best, they said. Chocolate caramel swirl, strawberry dipped in fudge, coconut dipped in dark chocolate, chocolate pudding, and party cake. You want to make me intensely ill eating a peep that tastes like a marshmallow peep that tastes like party cake? I know there's a bunch of people saying, that's fantastic, mm-hmm. but that's how we're all so different in taste buds, because to me, that seems like the worst thing that could ever happen.
I do like peeps, and I sometimes eat too many of them.
And, I hope you get ill.
The coconut one does not sound good to me, but where did the OG peeps rate? Did they not make the top five?
They did not make the top five. Five worst, they said, are fruit punch, sour watermelon, blue raspberry, raspberry dipped in fudge, and root beer float.
Hmm.
Root beer float? That would be the only saving grace. I like the taste of root beer float. Now, if I could stomach it in the form of a peep. All right. Dr. Bill is going to join us in just a couple minutes. News 5 is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting almost 2,900 confirmed cases of COVID-19 with 78 deaths reported statewide. Mobile County reported 80 new cases with 329 people testing positive. There are 59 confirmed cases now in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 13 cases while Washington County is in the double digits with 11 cases. A Daphne man is facing several charges after reportedly burglarizing a hardware store. Daphne police Police say 40-year-old Brandon Channel broke into the Home Hardware Center around midnight on Thursday. Channel was arrested on an unrelated outstanding misdemeanor theft warrant. Detectives later connected him to the burglary. He was also charged with violating Governor Ivey's stay-at-home order. A missing child alert has been issued for two 16-year-olds from Wilmer, Jayla Cook and Zoe Smiley. They haven't been seen since Tuesday. The pair last seen on Saturn Lane. If you've seen them, contact the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Crime never takes a break. As you well know, with all the threats in our world today, it'd be a great idea to check out the safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and D'Iberville. No matter what you need to protect from theft or fire, they've got the right Liberty Safe at just the right price. And starting today, for a limited time, any safe over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, call ahead for store hours or go to mwliberty.com to place your order. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Special report, coronavirus update. Stock markets are closed in Europe and the U.S. The long weekend offers a break from volatility caused by the coronavirus outbreak. OPEC and other oil-producing nations, including Russia, say approval of a proposal for cutting output hinges on gaining Mexico's agreement.
We're going in the right direction. Let's keep in that direction.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, continues to urge Americans to practice social distancing. He acknowledges that will be difficult during a holiday weekend.
The curves that we're seeing flattening and coming down, that's exactly and precisely because of what the American public is doing. So even though we're in a holiday season, now is no time to back off.
Christians around the world observe a Good Friday like no other, at home watching live streams instead of attending a church. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. After a widely expected and sharp drop in the economy over the next 3 months, a panel of top economists sees high joblessness persisting for more than a year in an outcome that would douse hopes for a quick return to normal. The National Association for Business Economics says the number of jobs destroyed by the crisis-driven sudden stop of activity could top 4.5 million, with fewer than 2 million recovered by the end of 2021. That would push the unemployment rate to about 6% for an extended period of time. The Fed is going further than ever to shore up the economy, unveiling programs to lend directly to states, cities, and mid-sized businesses that have seen revenue evaporate. The central bank also says it will expand previously announced plans to backstop lending to large companies by supporting riskier bonds issued by corporations that had recently lost their investment grade status. Altogether, the Fed said 9 lending programs would help provide $2.3 trillion in loans. That's Your Money Now.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. You've worked hard building up your retirement nest egg, but will it provide the income you need to have a comfortable retirement? Do you have the right investment mix? Stocks, bonds, cash? What about annuities or real estate? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher Investments' free guide, The Definitive Guide to Retirement Income. Call Fisher at 1-800-771-0606. That's 1-800-771-0606.
Social distancing, pandemic, quarantine, words that are now a part of our daily conversation. The new normal. It seems like everything has changed. But one thing that remains constant is live local radio that keeps us connected. At FM Talk 106.5, we'll do our best to relay the most relevant information and how to cope in the age of coronavirus. We are all in this together. And just like we've done for the last decade, we'll continue to turn up your voice. FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Significant, the change in temperature from yesterday morning to this morning.
Yeah, yesterday set a record high of 90 degrees, breaking the old record of 89 in 1965. And Then we had a pretty good downpour last night for many areas, and that certainly helped wash away some of the pollen. It's a long time since we've had a good downpour here in this area. And most of the rain now has moved on to the east and out into the Gulf. We'll see a few showers around this morning, and then this afternoon we'll gradually get some sunshine, but it's going to be cooler today, only 72 for the high this afternoon. Now tonight, under mostly clear skies, we'll cool down to about 51 or 52 degrees here in Mobile, and some areas getting into the upper 40s tomorrow morning. Now as for the weekend, for Saturday, mostly sunny skies, pretty nice day with temperatures in the mid-70s. There's a chance that a few showers could move in late in the afternoon. And then tomorrow night, it'll be showers and thunderstorms coming in, especially after midnight. And the reason for that, storm system headed out of Texas, and at the same time, a warm front. You know, the same front that just went through will come back on us as a warm front for tomorrow night. And that'll produce showers and thunderstorms. And then on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. What we'll see through the day are more of a scattered thunderstorm. Some of those could be severe. And then late in the afternoon and possibly into the evening, we'll see a line of thunderstorms that will be ahead of a cold front. Now, temperatures tomorrow will be in the 70s, but on Sunday, we'll warm into the low 80s. And, of course, that's the day in which we will have the showers and thunderstorms and some gusty winds. The winds will be out of the south and will be gusting over 30 miles per hour at times. And, then, of course, in some of those thunderstorms, we could have severe conditions in which winds could exceed 60 miles per hour. There is a possibility of tornado activity, especially over interior southwest Alabama and across central portions of Alabama. The front will come through Sunday night, and then we'll clear off on Monday. Monday should be pleasant, sunny, and 78 degrees, and we'll see highs in the 70s for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well, that'll be nice, but we got to get there. So the rain tomorrow late, that's just rain. I mean, Ed, sometime in the day on Sunday it gets severe. Do you know? I mean, is that a daytime thing? Is that a nighttime thing?
It's both, but the difference is that during the day we will have more of a scattered thunderstorms, and those individual thunderstorms could become severe. And then late in the day or in the early evening, the thunderstorms will be in the form of a line that will come through ahead of the cold front. And again, that's where some severe thunderstorm activity could occur.
All right, Dr. Bill, and remind folks, too, we quite often talk about the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, but if somebody has not picked one up, they're probably saying right now, hey, you know, I'm probably not going out. I'm going to stay here, you know, just go to the places I absolutely have to go. Well, they can go online and get it.
That's right. You get online, and you'll need the following, MobileWeatherAlmanac.com, MobileWeatherAlmanac.com. Punch that into your computer, and you'll have access to the 2020 edition of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
All right. Those of y'all that had that on your to-do list, you can to get it done right now. So go online and do it. All right, Dr. Bill, I don't have high hopes for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2, but I think it's a rule that we have to do it, so let's do it. It's time for our weekend weather scale. What do you say?
Well, we're really delighted here because Saturday looks pretty good, and then Sunday we're faced with thunderstorms and some possibly severe. When you put it all together, we come out with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
5870.
Well, that's charitable.
Yeah, of course, if we divided that up, we'd see that Saturday is closer to a 1.8 and Sunday closer to a 1.4. So you average it out, we're close to 1.5870.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the number and the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, and by the way, tropical weather expert. We'll talk about that more coming up in the next month or so, Dr. Bill Williams. on the way. We'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM. Also, Alec Naiman on the way with What's Cooking, and traffic with Kane coming up next.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
From the SpringdaleToyota.com traffic center, we've had a perfect start to our Friday morning so far. Mobile Police Department are clear. Again, if you're traveling along Halls Mill, 90, Three Notch Road, out towards Schillinger Road, we've had a pretty quiet start so far. No delays downtown from the Bayway, the Causeway, and over to the Eastern Shore. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp. If you've got extra anxiety or depression right now, they may be able to help. Even offering curbside service, find Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about that inventory. And then I got a financing question. First, Larry, how's inventory?
The inventory is tremendous as always. We got great selection of everything: trucks, sport utilities, cars, sports cars. So we got inventory is not a problem.
Okay. So the other question that comes up, because this is a very different time period for a lot of us, are the finance companies that y'all have a whole bunch of them you work with, are they working? Are they at the job?
No, they're all working. As a matter of fact, it's a whole lot easier for us to let us handle it right there at LCM. They don't have to go in anywhere. Most of the credit unions are working by appointment only, so we can handle everything right on site. You know, the credit unions, we've got banks, we got finance companies, we've got all kinds of different lenders we can handle right there at LCM.
All right. So people can also start that process, you've told us over time, online.
Absolutely. Go to our secure line and they can get pre-approved. It takes, you know, 30 minutes or less.
All right. Give us directions to come see you.
Come see us, Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Please like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Yeah, good chance. I've been taking a little of my extra time to look through their website for maybe another truck. Mm. We'll see. The temptation is there for sure. All right, I want a couple stories here. Number one, Spring Hill Hospital confirming 12 employees have tested positive for COVID-19. Update from our news partners at WKRG said Spring Hill Medical Center has confirmed a few of the hospital's employees have tested positive for COVID-19. I would argue that a few is three and 12 is four times a few, mm-hmm. right? So 12. And this is going to be significant as well because joining us at 1 today on Midday Mobile, Dr. Lee Irvin is going to join us, and he's a frontline medical worker, and obviously as a physician he's doing a lot of telehealth, but he still has to see people as well. And he called in the other day to talk about hydroxychloroquine, or
it's hydroxychloroquine.
I messed that up 10 ways from Sunday.
I think he's been calling it hydroxychlorazine, which
I will go with whatever the physician
amen.
says. He's talking about he's taking it as a prophylactic. He's taking it the way, he'll correct me on this too, the way you would a vitamin. I mean, he's taking it to prevent.
Right. As a precaution.
Yeah, as a precaution here. So I can't wait to hear from him what his feelings are on this medicine that's been talked by the president and so many others. We'll get in that discussion with him coming up at 1 o'clock today. So that's on the list. Also, Mayor Stimson talked about hospital capacity in the city. He called CEOs of all the hospitals. He said the hospital capacity is good right now at our hospitals. Mayor Stimson will join us at 8:30. On the show to talk more, and we'll be checking in also with Secretary of State John Merrill. He'll talk with us about what happens here if this continues, this stay-at-home order, and we go further into the summer. You have that July 14th postponed date for the runoff for the primaries, and he's going to update us on that, the what-ifs and hows and all that. So that's coming up in just a little bit. All right, 744, and the numbers continue to rise since we've gotten started with the show today to now. We've just continued to tick up in the number of new coronavirus cases in Alabama.
Yeah, the Alabama Department of Public Health just released some new numbers. We're now up to 2,881 confirmed cases in the state. That jumped about 50 cases since we last talked about the numbers at 7 o'clock. 58 have now died from the illness, and they've confirmed that that's from COVID-19. There have been 20,605 tests gathered by the Alabama Department of Public Health that they know they have the results from, 367 hospitalizations since March 13th. But the numbers in Mobile County especially continue to rise. 356 confirmed cases now in Mobile, with 9 confirmed deaths due to COVID-19. That puts us behind only Jefferson County and the rest of the state. Jefferson County has 524 confirmed cases. But as far as deaths due to coronavirus, Mobile County has the most confirmed deaths. Jefferson County has some more that they've reported that are still being investigated. But Mobile County and Jefferson County,
the most fatalities.
Each have the most fatalities across the entire state. And yesterday, Alabama had its most confirmed new cases in one day with 334. And unfortunately, I believe we'll continue to see that number rise today.
We are in the big fight this week and maybe for weeks going forward. Also, Mobile County Sheriff's Office saying 6 inmates and 9 officers have tested positive for COVID-19 at Metro Jail. We'll talk more about that also with Mayor Stimson later on in the show. 7:46. We'll check news and sports coming up next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting almost 2,900 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 78 deaths reported statewide. Mobile County reported 80 new cases, with 329 people testing positive. There are 59 confirmed cases now in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 13 cases, while Washington County is in the double digits with 11 cases. A Daphne man is facing several charges after reportedly burglarizing a hardware store. Daphne police say 40-year-old Brandon Channel broke into the Home Hardware Center around midnight on Thursday. Channel was arrested on an unrelated outstanding misdemeanor theft warrant. Detectives later connected him to the burglary. He was also charged with violating Governor Ivey's stay-at-home order. A missing child alert has been issued for 2 16-year-olds from Wilmer, Jayla Cook and Zoe Smiley. They haven't been seen since Tuesday. The pair last seen on Saturn Lane. If you've seen them, contact the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
749 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was still able to hold a workout for NFL teams yesterday, despite Alabama's official pro day being canceled because of the coronavirus. Tua went through a full 75-throw workout with fewer than 10 people involved in order to abide by social distancing rules. The workout was filmed and sent to all 32 teams for evaluation prior to the April 23rd draft. One of the receivers that caught passes from Tua was reportedly his Alabama teammate Jerry Jeudy. Tagovailoa's junior season was cut short in November by a dislocated hip and a fractured posterior wall. He was unable to work out at the combine in February because he hadn't yet completed his recovery. Doctors cleared Tua for football activities on March 9th, and his pro day was set for a month later. According to Tua's agent Lee Steinberg, the workout went well, and Steinberg reiterated that Tua is at 100%. He pointed out that the quarterback has now been examined by two doctors, Chip Rout, who conducted the surgery, and also an independent physician working in conjunction with the combine, and both doctors reportedly gave Tua a clean bill of health. Could the four-team college football playoff be expanding in the future? If athletic directors get their way, it seems that could be the case. According to a survey from the sports website Stadium, 88% of football bowl division subdivision athletic directors want an expanded college football playoff when the current playoff contract ends after the 2025 regular season. Of the athletic directors who favor an expanded playoff, 72% believe that eight teams should qualify. Also, 66% of the athletic directors said that the highest-ranked non-Power 5 team should receive an automatic bid to an expanded playoff. In NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams have agreed to trade wide receiver Brandon Cooks to the Houston Texans. The Texans will send a 2020 second-round draft pick to the Rams. In exchange, they'll get Cooks and a 2022 fourth-round pick. The Rams acquired Cooks 2 years ago from the New England Patriots in exchange for a first-round pick. They then signed him to a five-year, $81 million contract before that season. The Texans will be the fourth team that Cooks has played for in what will be his seventh NFL season. And in fighting news, after weeks of trying to gather enough UFC fighters and find a location to host UFC 249, Dana White announced yesterday that the event, set for April 18th, has been indefinitely suspended. White made the announcement to UFC broadcast partner ESPN, stating that the decision was made after top-level executives at both Disney and ESPN intervened.
ESPN has been very, very good to us, and the powers that be there asked me to stand down and not do this event next Saturday.
In addition to UFC 249, all other upcoming UFC events have been postponed. 752 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. It will be cooler with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers developing late in the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Bo's!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Mo's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Mo's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
From the Hooters Traffic Center, we've got a great start from Airport Dolphin to Moffett 65 with no new wrecks at the roadways. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, again, along Highway 90, looking good from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard. Inbound from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway, the Causeway. A little bit of radar on I-10, but no wrecks to report. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. Also, call ahead any order and pick up as well for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. At Tillman's Corner, call 661-9117. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:54 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's time to find out what's cooking with my friend, Dalton's friend, and should be y'all's friend if not already, Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Man, we're making it as best we can here, and it is. It's so many things going on that are so strange going forward. But this is Easter weekend. But our normal Easter plans. I mean, this. It's very different to look at Easter weekend and not be, you know, I'm not doing the head count I normally am for who's coming over the house for Easter.
Well, you know, that's about where we're at these days. But you know what? I got hope and I got faith. And I think something miraculous is going to come out of all of this. And we just got to have hope and faith. And maybe everything I'm thinking just will happen.
Yep. But, well, and you have, and one good way to, you know, kind of reset our brain is with food here, and I like that. And on this Good Friday, you've got a recipe here that includes blackberry and steaks, and you got my attention.
Well, you know what made me think of this is I'm seeing a lot of ham and turkey because that's what's on our Easter menu, and you can certainly call us today, and we can take care of a little Easter package for Easter menu. But I went outside, I was trimming my bushes, and I saw all my sticker bushes all up in my bushes, and then there was some blackberries growing, you know. So I picked a handful of them, and I washed them off and everything, cleaned them up. But I like the idea. This is my little blackberry glaze. I take me some red wine vinegar and some blackberry jam and some soy sauce and some garlic, of course, and then I take the little fresh berries. But I reduce the blackberry jam and the vinegar and the soy sauce down in a little skillet until the blackberry jam dissolves and smooths out, and I season it. Just the soy sauce gives it the savory, the vinegar gives it the twang, and the blackberry jam gives it the sweet. And then, of course, I top it with fresh blackberries, and I make this blackberry glaze. And while I'm grilling my steak, I just put some salt, pepper, garlic on the steak, you know, slap it on the grill. Flip it over, man, before I can sing the Star Spangled Banner, I'm eating steak. You know what I'm saying?
So
I call that my, you know, grilled sirloin steak with blackberry glaze.
Well,
so the glaze is real easy. It's very savory. I know it sounds like, hey, that would be sweet, but no, it's savory sweet, so it's really good with a nice sirloin steak.
And it's a good thing you could add to, you know, you can feel like you're part of the food prep when you collect those blackberries. My ratio right now, I'm looking at the farm, I'm about 33% black and the other 66% red. I'm right here on the cusp on blackberries.
Yeah,
still some
so
to pick.
They're still bitter when they're still red, but you know, you can still go far.
My mama get mad at hearing you say that. Gotta wait, son. Gotta wait. All right.
We're talking to pull over on the side of the interstate and go blackberry picking. You know
some
what I mean?
There's some. Oh, listen, I've done it before. There's some quality, and I'm going to get in trouble with Aldot, but there's some quality blackberries growing on the side of the interstate. Some quality blackberries. Alec, I want to quickly before we run out of time, I do want to talk about curbside and picking up orders for Easter. Walk people through that are listening to us right now. What do they need to do?
Yeah. Please call us early today. Because, you know, we only got so many spiral sliced hams, and I still got to go catch a couple of turkeys, like out in the backyard. If you want to try, I got turkeys, though, don't worry. But anyhow, our Easter menu is you get a turkey or a ham, you pick either one or both. I don't care. I'm happy to give you both. With mac and cheese, green bean casseroles, potato salad, fruit salad, deviled eggs, all that kind of stuff. I got a 6-person package and got a 12-person package. So we said, well, you ain't supposed to have 12 people. That's breaking the law, Stacey. I said, wait. I don't mean you got to have 12 people. I mean, you get 12 servings. So if you want some leftovers, I don't care how many people you got, you know.
I got some big kinfolk. So, I mean, 6 of us might eat 12 servings, so.
Well, that's me. I want some leftovers, buddy. That's it. And then, listen, our curbside menu is that we got stuff like shrimp Alfredo, poppy seed chicken, Cajun pasta with sausage, brisket, smothered pork chops, of course, twice baked potatoes and all the sides. So call, and we're delivering to the offices too. We've been servicing, you know, some of the plants that are operating, and of course, like Providence Hospital and Mobile Infirmary, and we've been delivering to some of the nurses and doctors and stuff at the hospital. So call us at 473-3900, guys. And it's up on my webpage, too, at namanscatering.com. So check us out. Give us a call, 473-3900.
Thanks, Alex.
God bless you guys. Okay.
Thank you.